You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
It depends on who you're writing your music for. If you're writing your music for the guy at the office, then Public Enemy is doing a bad job. But if they were doing their music for black people or for people who want to come to a better understanding on how things really are, then they did a good job. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see the true picture. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he feels uncomfortable. Because what about when I felt uncomfortable for 400 years? You know what I'm saying? Then now all of a sudden it's bad to talk about some real. Anytime somebody pulls a trigger or there's any kind of gunshot, everybody starts running for cover. But everybody's really doing all this shooting in the streets. You know what I'm saying? All this Iran-Contra stuff and that war, all that, that's violence to me. That's real violence. What we're talking about is fake violence. All this, what we're rapping, it happens in the streets, but us rapping about it is not the violence. And the movie about it is not the violence. You know what I'm saying? It's an adventure world that we are creating. Trying to get out, what we're doing is using our brain to get out of the ghetto any way we can. So we tell these stories, you know what I'm saying? And they tend to be violent because our world tends to be filled with violence.
That was a clip of Tupac in an interview with Entertainment News in 1992. Hello, Living World. This is RIP Radio. I'm Rachel Lau. The deceased artist we will be exploring today is no stranger. He is the one and only Tupac Shakur, mainly known as Tupac in his stage name or Machiavelli, and he is the one and only hip-hop legend. I'll play you some more of this clip from E! News here, but you can already get a sense of how Tupac viewed rap. It was an outlet for him, and the violence he experienced growing up in the New York City boroughs of Brooklyn and the Bronx.
I'm talking about doing it, you know what I'm saying? It's happened to me. The police beat me up in the middle of the street for no reason, just simply because I cursed at them, because they were harassing me, and I cursed at them. Now they beat me up. Now, in reality, I couldn't shoot them. Like in my rhymes, I would say, you know what I'm saying? Pow, pow, you know what I'm saying? It was a shootout, but I couldn't do that in reality. But in my rhymes, it vents that anger because I can you know, fire back at the police and won't go to jail for life. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's just words.
Right. In my music, and in a lot of this music, it's only talking about the oppressed rising up against the oppressor. That's what my music's about. The oppressed rising up against the oppressor. So if only people that's scared are the oppressors. The only people who could have any harm coming to them are those who oppress. Simple as that.
Tupac was no stranger to the world of politics and social justice. Born in 1971 in East Harlem, New York, Tupac was the offspring of Black Panther activists Effeni Shakur and Billy Garland. He was raised by his single mother, Effeni Shakur, who, when she was pregnant, was actually jailed on the charge of conspiring with other Black Panthers to bomb certain places in New York. However, the charges were dismissed and she was released before Tupac's birth. Growing up, Tupac had a difficult childhood. Effeni Shakur struggled with substance abuse, but she did not fail in educating Tupac on radical politics. And you can see this consciousness and care for politics in Tupac's rap. But before Tupac was Tupac the rapper, he was an actor and dancer. In his youth, Tupac attended the Baltimore School for the Arts, where he was trained in acting and dance classes, including ballet. It was when he attended school in Baltimore that he was exposed to the world of rap and began performing in New York as an MC. In the late 1980s, Tupac's family moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, namely Oakland, California. And it was in Oakland that he joined the California-based hip-hop group Digital Underground, who was most famous for the song Humpty Dance.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the Humpty.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hop.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hop.
Just watch me
do the Humpty Hop.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing
the Humpty Hop.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop.
People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty
hump. Come on,
I'll do the Humpty hump.
Sexy baby, break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Let me yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumpin', dig around, shaking your rump. And when a doo-doo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody!
That was The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground. pretty explicit lyrics, I'd say, but it does give you a sense of the music group that Tupac was joining. Tupac made his debut performance on the track Same Song from Digital Underground's album This Is an EP Release. This track was featured in the film Nothing But Trouble, directed by Dan Aykroyd. In addition to appearing on the song, Tupac was also depicted as an African king in the music video. Here is Same Song by Digital Underground.
To the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone, it's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking, sweat dripping, girlies in the limo eating chicken, oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose, I love you, Robo, move over, I gotta blow my nose, sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies, pull out my jimmy, time to get busy with a Jenny, if it's good and plenty, don't you know, there I go, there I go, there I go, but I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along, cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky wicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leaky. So I'm draining, entertaining, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, you saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock, I like to rock, and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me. But now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
And all around the world, it's the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
And all around the world, it's the same song.
Get out, check out, get out, stop. It's just the same old song. Give it to me, get out, play. Yeah, Humpty Hump in the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song.
I'm going to be honest, if you do get a chance to watch the music video of Same Song, there is definitely cultural appropriation happening there. You see members of Digital Underground donning a First Nations headdress and another wearing an Asian farmer's hat, or also known as an Asian rice paddy hat. He also appears to be wearing yellow face makeup. So I wanted to acknowledge that in their attempt to depict the notion of quote-unquote all around the world, they ended up appropriating a handful of cultures. I'd like to think that if Digital Underground was still making music now, they'd probably know better than to do that. But that is definitely a conversation for another episode, another time. Before we continue with the story of Tupac, I'm going to take a quick break.
Out of sight.
Thursday, January 26th, CITR is hosting our annual 24 hours of student power from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. CITR will be broadcasting a full day of radio broadcasts, discussions, musical performances, and interviews with UBC students. Tune in to hear special programming from Thunderbird Eye, All Access Pass, Babe Waves, interviews with student clubs like the Bike Kitchen, the CVC, Improv, and more. Plus, there will be three live performances by student bands, Either Or, Mirepoix, and Cursor. Tune in or come hang out on Thursday here at CITR.
Friday, January 27th, Nardwar the Human Serviette is opening up the Video Vault.
Come hang out at CITR to see Nardwar play clips from his interviews and talk about his experience working in radio and getting his start at CITR.
This event is co-presented by CITR, Discorder, and the UBC.
And if you've got a burning question for Canada's favourite interviewer,
this is your chance to ask it.
Welcome back. This is RIP Radio. I'm Rachel Lau, and we are going to continue with our story today of legendary hip-hop artist Tupac. Following Tupac's debut appearance on This Is an EP release, Tupac also appeared on Digital Underground's album Sons of the P before going solo. In 1991, Tupac emerged as a solo artist with the name Tupac, the number two instead of T-U. On his debut album, Tupacalypse Now. In this album, you begin to really see Tupac's focus on rapping about violence and his ability to tell stories of his own experiences. While his time with Digital Underground was funky and playful, as we've seen with Same Song, Tupacalypse Now really marked the shift in Tupac's music into what he's known and admired for, which is conscious rap.
Because the man slain, he got caught in the chains of his own gang. How can I own community. One day I'm gonna bust, blow up on this society. Why did you lie to me? I couldn't find a trace of equality. Work me like a slave while they laid back. Homie, don't play that. It's time to let them suffer the payback. I'm trying to avoid visible contact. I can't hold back. It's time to attack, Jack. They got me trapped. You know they got me trapped.
Nah, they can't keep the black man down.
Trapped.
They can't keep the black man down.
They got me trapped.
Nah, they can't keep the black man down.
Now I'm trapped and walking for my getaway. All I need is a Jeep and somewhere safe to stay. Can't use the phone, cause I'm sure someone's tapping in. Did it before, ain't scared to use my gat again. I look back in hindsight, the fight was irrelevant, but now he's the devil's friend. Too late to be telling him he shot first, and I'll be damned if I run away. Homie is done away. I should have put my gun away. I wasn't thinking. All I heard was the ridicule. Girlies was laughing too, saying, damn, homie, dissing you. Fired my weapon. Started stepping in a hurricane. I got shot, so I dropped, feeling a burst of pain. Got to my feet, couldn't see nothing but bloody blood. Now I'm a fugitive to be hunted like a murderer. Ran through an alley, still looking for my getaway. Now I say free. Or you'll be dead today, trapped in a corner, dark, and I couldn't see the light. Thoughts in my mind was the nine and a better life. What do I do? Live my life in a prison cell? I'd rather die than be trapped in a living hell. They got me trapped.
They can't keep the black man down.
They got me trapped.
You just listened to Trapped by Tupac. As you may have heard from the lyrics, this song is about police brutality and how Tupac feels sick and tired of being harassed and abused by the police. So he fights back, and that comes with its consequences, as we've heard in the song. While Tupac was developing his music, he also began to act. He made his debut performance in the film Juice, an urban crime drama, in 1992. Following that, he was also in Poetic Justice in 1993 with Janet Jackson, which was known to show Tupac's softer side, as it was categorized as a street romance. By the 1990s, Tupac was rising to fame fast, not only for his music, but also for his acting. His lyrics continued to tell stories of sex, gangs, and violence, which he was criticized for. All the while, he seemed to live up to his gangster persona as portrayed in his music. In 1992, Tupac got his famous tattoo, the words Thug Life, across his stomach, and that continues to be an iconic symbol of hip-hop music to this day. Tupac continued to walk the talk, so to speak. He was arrested several times for violent assaults and sexual assault in the 1990s. After spending 8 months in prison, Tupac was released after Suge Knight from Death Row Records paid a $1 million bond. Once Tupac was released from prison, he dropped his album All Eyes on Me in 1996, which became one of his most highly acclaimed albums. Now, a track from All Eyes on Me, Life Goes On by Tupac.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, as a heaven for G. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left.
But life goes on.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, as a heaven for G. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left.
Life goes on.
As I bail through the empty halls, breath stinking in my drawers. Ring, ring, ring. Quiet, y'all. Incoming calls. Plus, it's my homie from high school. He getting by. It's time to bury another brother. Nobody cry. Life is a baller. Alcohol and booty calls. We used to do them as adolescents. Do you recall? Raised his G's. Loped out and blazed the weed. Get on the roof
let's get smoked out and blaze with me. 2 in the morning and we still high-assed out. Screaming thug till I die before I passed out. But now that you're gone, I'm in the zone, thinking I don't wanna die all alone. But now you're gone, and all I got left is stinking memories. I love them niggas to death, I'm drinking Hennessy while trying to make it last. I drank a fifth for that ass when you pass, cause life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga. There's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, be the last ones left. And life goes on. Yeah, nigga, I got the word as hell. You blew trial and the judge gave you 25 with an L. Time to prepare to do fair time, won't see parole. Imagine life as a convict that's getting old. Plus with the drama, with looking out for your baby's mama. Taking risks while keeping cheap checks from getting on her. Life in the hood is all good for nobody. Remember gaming on dumb hotties at your party. Me and you know true or two. While scheming on hits and getting tricks that maybe we can slot in truth. But now you blurry, rest nigga, cause I ain't worried. Eyes blurry, saying goodbye at the cemetery. Though memories fade, I got your name tatted on my arm. So we both bomb to my dying days before I say goodbye. Cater with mental, rest in peace, thug till I die. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. I'd be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left. And life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. I'd be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left. Cause life goes on. Bury me smiling with G's in my pocket. Have a party at my funeral. Let every rapper rock it. Let the hoes that I used to know from way before kiss me from my head to my toe. Give me a paper, a pen, so I can write about my life of sin. A couple of bottles of gin in case I don't get in. Tell all my people I'm a rider. Nobody cries when we die. We outlaws, let me ride until I get free. I live my life in the fast lane, got police chasing me. To my niggas from old blocks, from old roots, niggas that guided me through back in the old school. Pour out some liquor, have a toast for the homies. See, we both gotta die, but you chose to go my phony. And brothers miss you while you gone. You left your nigga on his own. How long we moan? Life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street?
Life rest goes on, homie. Long homies that passed away. Niggas doing life. Niggas doing 50 and 60 years and shit. I feel you, nigga. Trust me, I feel you. You know what I mean? Last year, we poured out liquor for you. This year, nigga, life goes on. You finna clock mail, get money, evade bitches, evade tricks, get flagged, there's plenty space. Basically, just represent for you, baby. Next time you see your niggas, we gon' be on top, nigga. You gon' be like, God damn, them niggas came up. That's right, baby. Life goes on. And we up out this bitch. Hey, Kato, mental, y'all niggas make sure it's poppin' when we get up there, man. Don't front. Life goes on.
In his career, Tupac was caught in the East and West Coast hip-hop rivalry. Tupac often dissed East Coast rappers on his tracks. Most notably, there was a feud between West Coast rapper Tupac and East Coast rapper Notorious B.I.G. In 1996, on the way to attending a boxing match in Las Vegas, Tupac was shot in a drive-by shooting with Suge Knight in the car. Tupac passed away 6 days after he was hospitalized. And not too long after, in 1997, Notorious B.I.G. was also killed in a drive-by shooting. There have been many conspiracy theories that have arose around Tupac's death. Maybe it was because the world was not ready for the loss of Tupac. Maybe it was just too soon to see such a young talent leave this world. But one of the speculations is that Suge Knight helped fake Tupac's death on the night of the Las Vegas shooting. Another conspiracy theory is based off the posthumous release of Tupac's album, The Don Killuminati, The 7-Day Theory, or The 7-Day Theory for short. Interestingly, the album was actually released under Tupac's new stage name, Machiavelli. People have made comparisons to the faking of Tupac's death to that of Niccolo Machiavelli, who faked his death and reappeared 7 days after to get revenge on his enemies, hence the shortened name Machiavelli for the album. People have gone so far to say that the album art, which features Tupac as depicted as Jesus Christ on the cross, is linked to Tupac's potential resurrection. In the Bible, it says that Jesus resurrected 7 days after his crucifixion. Could it be that Tupac had done the same? As much as one would hope, it's unlikely. There have been criticisms of Death Row Records releasing this album, The 7-Day Theory, the way that they did to maintain interest in this album shortly after Tupac's death. This isn't the first time we've talked about a hip-hop legend here on RIP Radio, so my hope is that I did his story justice. That was Tupac Shakur and his life story. After the break, we'll be talking to Toronto-based artist Kanes Woods to find out how Tupac has shaped him.
I went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for Two Left Feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Here is my interview with Kanes Woods. Who is Kanes Woods?
Kanes Woods is a Toronto-based artist, musician, originally born in Congo, but lived in Ottawa his entire life before moving to Toronto to pursue his music career. That's basically it. That's all there is, to be honest.
Yeah, I love that you're talking about yourself in third person because of the way I framed that question.
Exactly. I kind of had to.
Anyway, okay, so tell me a little bit about how you got started in music.
Basically, I made my first track in grade 10. It was kind of for fun, but I was too shy to show people. So, like, I put it up for, like, an hour or so and then took it down. But then I think it was around, like, a year and a half ago, 2 years, I, you know, went back to it and actually started to take it a little bit more seriously. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got into music.
Right. And what influenced you to take up music and take it more seriously at the time?
I guess it was coming to the reality, like, just realizing that it's actually possible to be successful making music. Like, it's like when I came to that realization and, like, I actually thought about it and told myself, like, maybe you can do this, it was like I was all for it. Yeah.
And was there anyone who particularly inspired that or made it seem like a career in music was truly possible?
Well, at the time, I was listening to a lot of Chance the Rapper. It was like my musical influence. And if there were to be one person, I guess it would be him. Just looking at how he came up with, like, such a different sound, that kind of, like, influenced me in a way.
And speaking of different sound, how would you describe your music?
Still a tough question to answer. It's feel good music. It's kind of like mellow. It's not like it's not really like in your face music. It's not turn up music, but it's just, it's something to vibe to, you know.
How would you define feel good music? I know you talked about it a little bit already, but tell us more.
Yeah. So, I mean, feel good music is like any music that makes you feel one, it's music that makes you feel good, obviously, but like two, it's music that kind of takes you back to a certain place or time when you did feel good, or like it takes you somewhere that's not where you're at that time, if you know what I mean. It's like feel good music takes you on some kind of like a journey. Like other music, kind of like trap music, like turn up music, is like for the moment. Music, feel good music isn't really, in my opinion. So that's mm-hmm. what I mean when I say feel good music.
So where do you want to take your listeners when you make feel good music?
I guess it would depend on the song, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I could take them maybe I'll take them to my past, or like I'll show them the future maybe, or it really depends on the song. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about your most recent song then, Kiriku. Where are you trying to take your listeners for that song?
Okay, well, Kiriku's an interesting song because what inspired me to make that song was actually one of my favorite childhood movies. It's called Kiriku, which is why like I named the song after, and the cover art as well is a picture of the cartoon itself. But I kind of wanted to take them to like, I guess, the nostalgia of me kind of like watching the show or whatever, and me kind of comparing myself to the main character in that movie. I kind of wanted to take them back. I want people, when listening to that, like kind of picture me walking and making that relation kind of thing. So that's where I want to take them to with that song.
Quel est ce bruit?
Ce sont les villageois qui dansent dans l'eau de la source.
Comment? L'eau de la source? L'eau est revenue?
Oui, sainte maîtresse.
Et Kiriku, est-il mort?
Je ne crois pas. Il arrose ses petits camarades.
I said they questioned if I love to do it. Thought that shit was common sense. Started just a year ago, and damn it, I've been on it since. Oh, I think they like me. Look, my page is filled with compliments. Niggas ask me if I'll make it. Tell them cats, it all depends. Common life, fail at rapping, get a job in offices. Music, good and office shit. God ain't make no promises. Demons live, fiends to steal your dreams if you don't keep them tight. Life's a bitch. Probably chop your head if you don't treat her right. Still in school, don't mean I can't rap, it means I'm competent. Back a plan, don't confuse that move for lack of confidence. I'm running it, you ain't getting a pain. I swear I'm dominant, a hungry kid. I'ma treat these rappers like they condiments. I work so hard, write so fucking much. I feel like Mordecai, I'm scared to lose, scared of being broke. I'm fucking mortified, look, I probably sit back and enjoy the ride, but I'm really not that sort of guy. No, no.
Oh, you brought Devo in this?
Oh, shit.
Hey, okay. Everything be on the web, my nigga. Brand new.
Hit me on Insta, I follow for follow. Call up the model. Head to the club and we got us a bottle. Drink for a while, then we talk for a while. Therefore, I'm wearing goggles. She asked where I live and I told her Toronto. We finished that bottle, we head to the condo. I swear that I hit it, I call us the gutter. You already know.
On D got the flow.
I swear that she losing her soul when she climbed to the top of the pole. I think I'm on a roll. Got that juice in the soup, you should take it and go.
No soup for you, nigga.
King got the flow. On D got the flow.
Got it.
You know how it go, like. Burn another lie.
Burn another lie.
0 to 100.
What?
Burn out from the boy down. They ain't saying nothing.
What?
Got a whip so fast, started hitting him in a black burn. Got a whip so fast, started seeing Superman coming. Drunk the gym, nigga, I got the boss. Son, these niggas, I fathered y'all. You see, I hit the girl and then I split the girl. She meet me halfway. See, that's a cross of God, nigga. Cross of God, nigga. You hear me, though? You see, I'm switching lanes on the crossover. That's between the legs. I hit the camel toes on this.
Question if I love to pop a question if I love to do it. Question if I love to pop a
That was Kiriku by Kane's Woods featuring Home Devo. Now, back to the interview. We're talking about Tupac today, and that was something that you mentioned was a musical influence of yours. So what's the first thing you think of when you think of Tupac?
Tupac, I think realness, rawness, just there's nothing, no added preservatives, you know what I mean? It's just you get what you get with Tupac. It's like in your face, kind of just realness.
Right. And so as someone who strives to make feel-good music that's not in your face, how do those two align in your music? The fact that Tupac made music that was in your face and it was raw and it was real, but you're aiming to make feel-good music that's laid back and it's not really up in your face.
I'd say his influence was more in like the way music sounds, like flow-wise or whatever. Like Tupac kind of changed the way. Before Tupac, people weren't rapping like Tupac was, you know what I mean? And his influence is more, to me, was like the sound of music, or like how he made it and whatnot. It wasn't as much of like what he talks about. Like I try to stay away from like conscious issues or like political issues or whatever, just because I feel like that's not my lane. But with Tupac's influence, it was less of that and more of just like how music sounds, so just like sonically was appealing.
More of that framework of how your music sounds rather than the content that he was choosing to talk about and rap about and make music about.
Yeah, exactly.
Has Tupac influenced you personally as well? You talked a little bit about how he's influenced you musically, but personally, how has he influenced you?
Personally, I'd say it's like having no fear and just like believing in yourself. Like Tupac had like ultimate confidence, you know what I mean? It's like he wasn't scared of anybody, or like he didn't really care what people thought. And like personally, it's one of the things like I've been trying to improve on. Like watching a Tupac interview, like you can't really come out of that not having a little bit more self like belief, you know what I mean? Because of like confidence he had. So in terms of that, that's a little, he had an influence on me for sure.
Right. And so thinking about that song that you released in 10th grade and you took back down after an hour, how does Tupac influence you there? Or was that something that came afterwards?
Like I was young, you know what I mean? So like confidence had to come with age kind of thing. Like it wasn't just going to happen right off the bat. But you know what I mean? It's like growing and like watching different things is what kind of helped me out. So like at the time, even if I watched it like a Tupac interview, it wouldn't really change that situation just because like I was too young to even understand that. But it's just looking back at it now is when I can tell like, okay, like look at guys like Tupac. But like back then I was kind of too young to even understand like that influence.
So Tupac is like wine, gets better with time.
Exactly, exactly.
Right, right. So speaking of Tupac and your music, is there any songs that you've created or plan to create that are really explicitly influenced by Tupac?
No, but I was planning on making a remix to Do For Love, which is one of my favorite Tupac songs. It's still unfinished, but it sounds kind of cool, so we'll see where that goes.
Sweet, we're stoked to hear it. What makes Do For Love your favorite Tupac song?
I guess like I relate to it, I guess. I don't know, I just really like the song. It's just I can vibe. It's crazy how he made it so long ago, but like you can listen to it now and still vibe to it as though it's like a recent. Like it sounds just so timeless. Yeah, I just really like the song. I relate to it.
In what way? How do you relate to it? Feeling wise, sound wise, story wise.
The heartbreak track, you know, and everyone's had their heartbroken.
That's fair. We've all had our heartbreaks, including Kane's Woods.
Yeah, we all had it.
For sure.
Daddy, don't wanna fall for it, but in this case, what could I do? So now I'm back to making promises to you. been cheating. What I'm a sucker.
We all know, I think, as most Tupac fans, that there's a lot of controversy around Tupac's death and whether he's really dead, right? And so, do you think Tupac is really dead?
I mean, yes. Physically, Tupac's dead.
Okay, he's dead for real. Okay.
He's dead, yeah. Yeah, physically he's dead. But he'll always be around, obviously, through his music and whatnot. He's immortal.
Beautiful. What do you mean when you say on you know, your social media handles and your websites, don't wait until it's too late?
Don't wait until it's too late. Basically, I'm trying to tell people to not be scared to show love to someone who's still coming up. I know most people usually wait until other people like something as a form of, like, approval. Like, okay, everyone likes it now, so now it's okay to like it, you know? What I'm basically saying is people kind of treat me the same way, I feel like. And I'm trying to kind of encourage people to, like, actually listen to my music and be like, oh, wow, like, he's talented, so I'm going to give him a chance. Don't be scared to be a fan of me just because I'm not famous yet. Don't wait. You can be loved now. It's okay.
It's okay to love Cane's Woods, everybody. Last question is, what's next for you?
What's next for me? I've been trying to figure that out myself, but... I'm dropping, I've been holding on to a song that I've been trying to, like, release for a long time, but I just wasn't sure about it. But I guess that's going to be dropping in, like, in the next 2 weeks, trying to figure out a few more things. But I guess that's it. That's the next upcoming thing. Yeah, that's it.
Exciting stuff. Thank you so much.
No problem.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land.
Yeah, one more. Check.
I tell them people come and go like Snapchats. Fade like haircuts, adjust like snapbacks. Switch and change up, look. I've been doing the same. Keep evolving till I move with a cane. Now I'm moving away. Heavy hearted, but I'm moving the weight. I need it now, I ain't trying to wait. Freshman class full of youngins and I'm feeling the weight. Look at all these proteins out here finding their way. I'm just saying I'm way too nice for these niggas. I'm done playing, like, while I'm putting work in this dude, they vacay. It's sad how they got it confused. Never post a track, you got nothing to prove.
bottles at the club, you got nothing to lose. All of this rapping shit don't really matter to you. Real talk, cause it's the same old, routine, routine, nice starts with liquor, ends with poutine. Not a been dead, did all that, passed them stages, changed up, grew up fast, flipped them pages, come with or get left, only options, move quick, I don't rest, move with caution, ooh wee, I'm just a newbie, chilling in a bass zone, down like a 2-3, brothers in a cut, chopping beats like he's Bruce Lee, rockin' Value Village, but we stuck like it's Cool G, damn it, yo, Mitty taught me how to make beats, that's my tutor, trying to make that new, new music they not used to, was getting nice with the spit, it's obvious, that's why they call me designer, they really think I'm the future, look, yeah, and now I'm flowing like a river do, still rising, I haven't attained the pinnacle, do it by myself, no label, individual, really want it all, I won't settle for no residuals, listen, yeah, but on the real, I'm a Mr. Bill, didn't show me a lot of love, but I'm a miss it still, I know I talk about me winning, but the truth is, I don't know how far a nigga really gone with this shit for real. But I promise I'ma keep going. Yeah, I'ma keep going. I said I promise I'ma keep going. Yeah, I'ma keep going.
You just listened to Swing, a Free Verse by Kanes Woods. Thank you for joining me here tonight on RIP Radio. This has been the story of hip-hop legend Tupac Shakur and Toronto-based artist Kanes Woods. Coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell from 9 to 11 p.m., a show which features a live band every week playing here in CITR's very own station lounge. You won't want to miss it. That's all for tonight on RIP Radio. I'm Rachel Lau. And remember, folks, stay alive. Until next time.
Said I promise I ain't average. Yeah, I fucking promise. There's a reason God just had to put me on this earth. I'm a gift wrapped in melanin. I'm heaven sent to make y'all feel better like medicine. So listen in, just tune in while the tune's booming. Get a closer look at me, you might wanna zoom in. Cause I'm more than just a rapper, I'll prove it when the time arrives. Been waiting for my moment since my born day back in 95. Fast forward now to 2015. Ironic how these fellas still be sleeping on my big dreams. Y'all got it twisted, y'all should stay awake. They slept on Drake and I wouldn't want you cats to make the same mistake. Gotta do is show love to a brother on God. I'ma put this whole city on the map. That's real spit. Cause when it comes to the realest, man, I'm second to none. No matter where the boy go, won't forget where I'm from. Cause I know that when the money gon' be coming fast, I'ma need to remember the past just to make it last. I'm from the CO where niggas just don't fuck with feelings. Snatch the mirrors off your car just to make a living. It's unfortunate the chaos was a fucking plan.
Unless you're Congolese, you probably wouldn't understand.
Y'all been sleeping.